And Susan Cooper fell ill in 2018 after the hotel room next to them was sprayed with pesticide to kill bed bugs after a reported infestation. The couple's daughter is Kelly Ormerod.
To this day, our family struggle to comprehend what happened. It should never have been allowed to happen. The last few years have been the most traumatic and emotional time for all of us involved.
The Prime Minister's spokesman says Rishi Sunak continues to have full confidence in the Home Secretary. Swelo Braverman has caused controversy by saying the police are playing favourites over pro-Palestinian protests. Demonstrators have chanted from the river to the sea, which some people think is a call for the eradication of Israel. Jake Wallace-Simons, editor of the Jewish Chronicle, claims officers are not doing what they said they would.
The police are not exhibiting the zero tolerance that the Deputy Commissioner promised me personally would be shown in advance of those protests. Far from it. We've seen open calls for the genocide of Jews, for the murder of Jews.
Meanwhile, Israel says it's carried out more raids in Gaza over the past day, killing 30 Hamas fighters and securing dozens of weapons. There are reports Israeli forces have surrounded hospitals in the area today. A foster carer will spend at least 17 years behind bars for murdering a one-year-old child she was in the process of adopting. Katie Tidmarsh was convicted at Leicester Crown Court of killing Ruby Thompson. Prince Harry and Elton John are among a group of high-profile names who've been told they can pursue a long-running legal case against the Daily Mail. They're suing the paper's publisher. And the UK economy has flatlined but has avoided a recession this year. Figures from the Office for National Statistics show GDP was zero between July and September this year. That's the latest. I'm Eddie Hayes.
Thanks so much, Eddie. We'll have another news update
Phoenix FM
in an hour's time.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, it stopped raining here in Brentwood and it's supposed to be overcast, maybe with a few sunny intervals, let's hope so, for the rest of the afternoon. A high of 10, going down to just 1 degree tonight, so it's going to be really chilly this evening. And you can wake up tomorrow morning, it's going to feel chilly as well, but there will be some sunny intervals around, and it's a high of 10 throughout the day and a low again of just 1 tomorrow night. Sunday, a day of some light rain with occasional sunny intervals, a high of 10 and a low of 6 degrees. A similar kind of day on Monday, though hopefully there'll be some more sunny intervals around and much warmer, a high of 15 during the day and a low of just 8 on Monday night. And looking down through the week as we get towards Thursday and Friday, much better days with lots of sunshine.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Making your Friday sound better. Patrick Schering on Phoenix 98 FM.
And welcome back. And if you've just been just joined us, in fact, it's great to have you with us, but you've missed a wonderful interview with Bishop Gully, who is the Bishop of Chelmsford, and it's all going to be there on the website. She talked about all kinds of interesting things, and you'll love it. So do check that out when that is all available, won't you? Got a remarkable backstory that you won't want to miss as part of all of that. We haven't yet done the birthdays competition. We're going to do that after we've heard Michael Crawford and Memory, which is requested by a regular listener, Patrick, in Ingatestone. I said he just loves this song, which, of course, comes from Cats.
not a sound from the pavement as the moon lost her memory. She is smiling alone in the lamplight. The withered leaves collect at my feet, and the wind begins to moan. Memory, all alone in the moonlight, I can smile at the old days. Life was beautiful then. I remember the time I knew what happiness was. Let the memory live again. Every street lamp seems to beat a fatalistic warning. Someone mutters and the street lamp gutters, and soon it will be morning. Daylight, I must wait for the sunrise. I must think of a new life, and I mustn't give in. When the dawn comes, tonight will be a memory too, and a new day will begin. Out ends of smoky days, the stale cold smell of morning. The street lamp dies, another night is over, another day is dawning. Touch me. You'll understand what happiness is. Look, a new day has
Michael Crawford from his 1987 album Songs from the Stage and Screen, which was UK number 12. And yeah, thank you very much for that, Patrick from Ingatestone. Don't forget, of course, if you walk past Chelmsford Cathedral this evening and wonder what is going on, it is the Big Sleep Out, which Chess organised, a wonderful charity that does all kinds of work with people who are homeless across lots of Essex. And the Big Sleep Out is happening there tonight between 8 o'clock tonight and 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. So if you see those people there and you'd like to contribute towards the work that Chess do, then just wander across, and I'm sure there'll be somebody there who'll be able to speak to you and to help you to do just that. A bit later than normal, it's time for this.
Guess the ages, guess the year. The Friday teaser on 123 with Patrick Schering on Phoenix 98 FM.
So as ever, we have three artists who've had birthdays in recent times, and we ask you to email us in radio@phoenixfm.com. If you think you know how old they are, of course, just play along at home without bothering to email in as well. It's entirely up to you, of course. But it's lovely to always hear from people when they take part. So here we go. First person that we've got here today, Pearl Thompson, actually Paul Stephen Thompson, an English musician and artist. Thompson is best known as a member of the English alternative rock band The Cure from 1983 to 1994, and also from 2006 to 2010, and playing mainly guitar and occasional keyboards and saxophones. During and after The Cure, Thompson was active with a few other bands and projects, but has since retired from music and turned to painting. And in 2020, he graduated from the University of Brighton with a BA honours in illustration. So that's Pearl Thompson. How old do we think he is? We're going to go to 1992 for The Cure track Up Friday, I'm in Love, which was a UK number 6, top 10 in 4 more countries. In the USA, it was number 18, top 20 in 5 more countries as well. And in the UK, it sold 1.2 million copies. So Pearl Thompson, how old do you reckon he is? Radio at phoenixfm.com. That's Cure and Friday, I'm in Love. And that's the first of our artists today asking you how old you think they are. Pearl Johnson, who was playing away there on that, Pearl Thompson, rather. And how old do you think he is? We'll be back with two more people after this.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel, and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SCH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SCHVAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Join me, Zampi Behrman, for 2 hours of great 80s music and memories every Sunday from 8 o'clock. Duran Duran, The Eurythmics, Mellencamp or Liquid Gold. It's Greaties on Phoenix FM.
And yes, you can check out all of our programmes, of course, on the web and in the Brentwood Gazette as well. Thank you very much to all those we've heard from so far. That's Patrick in Ingatestone, Chris in Guildford and Chris and Bob in Harlow. And, of course, you can take part as well if you would like to. Pearl Thompson from The Cure was our first person today. Our second one, well, I'm sure everybody has heard of Lulu Kennedy Cairns, CBE, born Marie MacDonald McLaughlin Laurie, a Scottish singer, actress and television personality. With a powerful voice, Lulu began her career in the UK but soon became known internationally. She had major chart hits with To Sir With Love from the 1967 film of the same name, which was a USA number one. Also the title song from the 1974 James Bond film, The Man with the Golden Gun. Of course, she's also known for the Eurovision Song Contest entry 1964, which was the winner, Boom Bang A Bang, and of course the song that brought her to prominence in 1964 for Shout, which was also used at the closing ceremony of the 2014 Commonwealth Games in Glasgow. So how old do we reckon is Lulu? Radio at phoenixfm.com, and we're going to hear To Sir With Love from 1967, as I said, a USA number one but also number one in Canada, a UK number 11, number 12 in New Zealand, number 18 in Australia, and in 1967 was the best selling single in the United States of America.
No.
Yes, Lulu, and To Sir With Love. And that was quite a fact I gave to you there. If you think about all the classic tracks that came out from all the classic 60s artists, that actually, that was the highest selling single in 1967 in the States. Pretty amazing. Final person that we've got here today, SZA. Born Solana Imani Rowe, but professionally known as SZA, which is written down S-Z-A, an American singer-songwriter. She gained recognition through her self-released extended EPs, SZA Run in 2012 and S in 2013, which helped her become the first female artist to sign for Top Dawg Entertainment after joining record contract after a joint record contract with RCA Records. SZA released her debut album STRL, I think that's short for Control, in 2017. It was met with critical and commercial success, earning 4 Grammy Award nominations and becoming the second longest charting R&B album for a female artist on the Billboard 200. So, the question is, how old do we think she is? We're going to go to a track from 2019 with Justin Timberlake, The Other Side. This comes from the soundtrack of the children's film The Trolls World Tour. And if you've never heard of the film, well, it still made $49 million at the box office. So, how old do we reckon SZA is, the last of our three artists today? Radio at phoenixfm.com.
You're preaching to the choir, stop hating on yourself. Quit playing with your mind, you're spinning. If you think that I'm a liar, just try it for yourself. Cause clouds will open up, blue skies are willing. Yeah, I know it's so hard to throw.
Scissor and Justin Timberlake bringing us to the end of our competition this afternoon. Thank you for all those who've taken part here this afternoon. Chris in Harlow, Bob in Harlow, Chris in Guildford and Patrick in Ingatestone. So let's go through our answers and see who came closest with all of this. So we've got Pearl Thompson from the Cure, and we asked how old that you thought he is. And well, the answers we've got in are Chris with 63, that's Chris in Harlow, Bob 62, Chris in Guildford 52, and Patrick in Ingatestone 62. He is in fact 66. So closest there is Chris in Harlow with 1 point. So well done, Chris, there. Then we came to Lulu, and we asked how old you thought she is. Chris said 78, Bob said 80, Chris also said 78, and Patrick said 75. And Patrick, you were absolutely correct. 3 points for Patrick there. Lulu is indeed 75 years old. And then finally there we had Scissor, and we asked how old you thought she is. And we had Chris with 30, Bob with 27, Chris with 31, and Patrick with 31. She is, in fact, 34. So those are our answers today, which means that Bob in Harlow, sadly Bob, but winner, of course, many, many times over the years. No points to 10 today, Patrick, Bob rather, no points for you today. Chris in Harlow, 1 point. Chris in Guildford, 1 point, but with an easy win today, it's the return to form of Patrick in Ingatestone with 4 points. But congratulations to everybody who took part today. And thank you. And we'll be doing all of that again next week, and probably back at the usual time of about 1:45. 2:28 it is now, so it's time that we did this.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
So I'll have a look at how the travel is locally here now as we're building up on the Friday afternoon. A little bit of traffic around the centre of Billericay, particularly around along the just off the high street, a little bit building up there. Similarly down by Shenfield Station, just a little bit of traffic. Centre of Brentwood, well, it's quite busy around Wilson's Corner, of course, particularly if you are coming from the Ingrave side. It's quite busy there, but the rest of it actually by Wilson's Corner standards, not too bad at all. I'm afraid though, lots of other places the traffic has really built up in the last hour, so it's quite busy down now by the Brook Street roundabout. Just generally all around the Brook Street roundabout is now busy. The motorway itself now very busy indeed for a long way actually on all directions around the junction with the M11, so just be wary of all of that. Still no real problems on the Essex side where you've got the bridge and the tunnel, but of course very busy once you get over to the other side as well. The A12, nothing particularly at the moment, not even building up at Howell Green just yet, but it will do, of course. And don't forget there's the hold up there where there's the roadworks around Margaretting where it's 40 miles an hour. Centre of Chelmsford, busy around the Army and Navy, but beyond that, not too bad, and that's generally really how things are. There'll be a full and comprehensive travel update with Joe in an hour's time. We'll have the vintage chart taking us back to the year 2000 after we've heard Hannah White and Chains of Hours. latest release from Hannah White, Chains Are Ours.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
The Brentwood Art Society annual exhibition is happening right now at the Bardswell Social Club, Bardswell Close. You'll be able to go and have a look at that on Friday evening. So that's tonight between 7 and 8. Tomorrow it's between 5 and 6. And Sunday between 11:30 and 3. And weekday times and further information about all of that can be found on the Brentwood Art Society website. And of course, every Monday down at the Essex Arms at the bottom of Worley Hill, you will find the Phoenix FM open mic night between 8 and 10. All tracks are recorded and a selection are played out on the following Sunday's Sunday session show between 10 and noon. So check that out as well.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
And don't forget, of course, also all of our local food banks are desperate at this particular time. The Billericay Food Bank are looking for tins of potatoes, for meat, for blackcurrant, squash, UHT, milk, coffee, and pet food as well. And you can leave items for all of that at Emmanuel Church on Monday between 3 and 4. The Brentwood Food Bank, they want lots and lots of different kinds of tinned items, also toiletries, carrier bags are urgently needed, of course, as well. They need tea, a shampoo, a shower gel, biscuits, coffees, jars of pasta. Basically, when you go into Sainsbury's locally here, because that's one of the places you can do it, or indeed if you go to Budgeons in Ingatestone, why not just buy one extra item and leave them in the collecting places that are there? And wherever you happen to be listening to us today, or on the on the record later on, wherever you happen to live, there'll be a local food bank and they need your help at this time. So let's go back to the year 2000 for the chart that we'll have a look at today. At number 20, it's Irresistible from The Corrs. 19, Should I Stay from Gabrielle. 18, Trouble from Coldplay. 17, Body Groove from Architects featuring Nana. At 16, it's Kids, Robbie Williams and Kylie Minogue. 15, My Generation from Limp Bizkit. At 14, Body to Body from Samantha Mumba. 13, Beautiful Inside, Louise. 12, I'm Out of Love from Anastasia. And at 11, it's Silence with Delirium featuring Sarah McLachlan. At number 10, it's Steps with Stomp. Number 9, Candy, Don't Think I'm Not. And number 8, Christina Aguilera, Come Over Baby. At 7, Nelly, Country Grammar. At 6, The Tweenies with Number 1. And number 5, Ricky Martin, She Bangs. At 4, I'm Over You, Martin McCutcheon. At 3, Holler and Let Love Lead the Way. That's the Spice Girls. At number 2, Who Could Let the Dogs Out? That's the Baha Men. And at number 1, it's Westlife with My Love. And from a television show in 2020, this was voted by viewers as the record of the year. It sold 400,000 copies in the UK. It was also a number one in Sweden. And it made the top 10 in 7 other countries.
Ah! Remember this golden classic.
An empty street, an empty house, a hole inside my heart. I'm all alone, the rooms are getting smaller. I wonder how, I wonder why, I wonder where they are. The days we had, the songs we sang together, oh yeah.
Westlife number one this particular week in the year 2000. We'll be back with two more tracks from the chart.
This is Phoenix FM.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m. Contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St. Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
Join me, Joe Bailey, on Drive weekdays 3 till 6 p.m. with local events, Drive live sessions, classic and latest hits, independent artists, requests, features including guest the intro, interviews.
Hello.
Buzzing. Thank
you. Hiya.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Joe.
3 till 6 p.m. on Phoenix FM. See you there.
Blast it.
Took my breath away a little bit there. It's like Joe can't breathe to these people.
Traffic sharing on Phoenix FM for Brentwood and Billericay.
And Joe, be long at 3 o'clock. Don't miss out any of that, will you? Back into the vintage chart for this week in the year 2000. At number 18, it's Coldplay with Trouble. This was a UK number 10, number 1 in Iceland and number 3 in Norway. Came from their debut album Parachute, and that album has sold now over 13 million copies.
I'm caught in the middle, so I turn.
They spun a web for me. They spun a web for me.
Trouble from the chart this week in the year 2000. And we're going to go slightly outside the chart down to number 25, where we can find U2 and Beautiful Day. I wanted to include this because this was the Grammy Song of the Year, the Record of the Year, and also ran the Best Rock Performance. So three Grammy Awards for this track. Sold 500,000 copies in the UK, was a UK number one, and also in 11 more countries. Top 10 in 10 more countries, and despite only reaching number 21 in the USA, still managed to sell 600,000 copies in the States.
The heart is a blue, shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck, and the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck, and you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend to take you out of this place, someone you can lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful day. Sky falls, you feel like it's a beautiful day.
That's you too. Number 25 in the chart this week in the year 2000. And beautiful day. Daily Bread Cafe in St. Peter's in Hutton in 2022. They distributed 300 hampers amongst the community to people who, with rising food costs and sustaining Christmas items, were unable to particularly look after and find the items themselves. And so they were able to give out the food for them. 2023 Christmas, there is still a struggle for many people, so they're running their hamper appeal again. Each week, they'll be suggesting different items to buy. You can find that on their Facebook page and on their website as well. And then all the hampers can be delivered down to St. Peter's Church on Saturday, the 16th of December. That sounds like a really good thing. We're delighted to have had Bishop Gully here today, and a wonderful interview with her, all been recorded, it'll all be up on the show blog. That's it for today from me. I'll leave you today with Chicago from 1970 and Make Me Smile. Good afternoon, and Joe will be along next. Have a great weekend.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.